Hi, welcome to the Three Dog Yoga Practice Podcast. Thanks for joining us. When you're ready, grab a mat and let's get started. All right. Are we in? Ready to rock and roll? Yes. Look at this. This is a good start to a week, you guys. You're here. We're doing it. You're starting your week with yoga Monday morning, 8 a.m. Pre-flight yoga. Is that what's going on? Bon voyage. All right. We're gonna do a little pre-flight yoga for everybody. It'll be good, like pre-sit in your desk chair yoga. It'll be all good. We're gonna start in down dog. Let's do this. Yeah, whatever you gotta do today. This is gonna be a good pre-Monday. We got little mobility work. Got a breath in through nose. And breath out through your mouth. Let your lips close gently. Let your tongue rest at the back of your top teeth. That's a lot to process. Take a moment. Mouth is relaxed. That's the idea. And then you're in the perfect spot for then Ujjayi breath. In and out through your nose. Using the muscles of your throat. And take that and start moving with it. Inhale your way forward to a high plank. And exhale, press back to down dog. Oh, it looks great. Two more like that. And breathe in and forward. Breathe out, we'll press back. Again, forward, breathe in. While you're here, walk your hands just one hand step forward, little inch forward. And then back to down dog, longer stance, pause. If it's too long, feel like you're going to fall or something, you walk it closer. If not, keep this long stance. Breath in. And breath out. Bring right knee down to the mat. Spin the back foot flat. Left arm up and around in a side bend. So because of the length, it's not quite a side plank, unless you're making it one. See if you can get it to be a little longer than a side plank. The front hand out a little in front, a little more than you would be in a side plank. And then press the hand and foot down and back. See how much you can press down and make the right knee light. As you exhale, we're going to bring left knee down in line with the right. Turn your body to the right. Reach underneath in a thread the needle twist. Press your left arm into the mat. And drive the outer arm or whatever you think of your arm there, what side that is, down into the floor. Then on your inhale, I'm gonna undo this. Come back to center. We got hands and knees here that you can take it to a cat pose. Drop your chin, drop your tailbone, everything around. And then a cow pose. I'm gonna draw heart forward. We're gonna pull belly up and in. So everything below your navel, in to support the low back, and then upper spine in to draw the heart forward. Coming back to neutral, flat back. We're gonna walk the hands again. That one hand step forward. That's gonna give us a long down dog. When you get up, just make sure you've got this down dog that feels just elongated, a little more than your usual. Breath in. And breath out. Then left knee down. And back foot turns flat. Right arm circles up and around. You're in a kneeling side bend. And that's defined by that left hand being a little further forward than usual. And the left knee being a little more underneath us. In a side plank, it would be more out under the hip. The side bend, it's a little closer to the hand. Gives you a little more opportunity to press the back heel down and reach for your front wall. And then as you exhale, bring the right knee down, turn your body toward the left arm, right arm underneath in a thread the needle, and breathe here, press the right arm down. I'm not sure if it's the outside of the arm or the back of the arm, however you think about it. What's on the floor presses into the floor, and your palm is up. Breathe here. Good. On an inhale, undo it, come on back to hands and knees. And what we're going to do is round the back into cat pose, but rock back as well. So you've got a cat pose that's just traveling toward the back of the mat. Almost going to child's pose, but if we're really rounding, the hips won't go down. Right? We'll just get a good stretch in the upper back area. Then we're going to reverse that, come forward, and you're doing the cat pose, and you're sliding it forward. So again, abdominals are going to stay in, tailbone's going to stay up. So it'll be moving toward an up dog, but since the hips aren't dropping, we won't go there. Back to center, tuck your toes, down dog, breathe in. This is more like a regularly scheduled down dog. Breathe all the way out. Good. Looks great. Look forward to your hands. Walk forward into ragdoll. And go ahead and give yourself a little time to sway around, to move as you like, with intention in what you're doing. So you're moving and breathing. And you know what you're doing, what it's feeling like in your body. Things are relatively slow, so this becomes more of an kind of elongation of the back body, a release. And then coming back to center line, you're going to bring your arms to your legs, and we're going to sit into a half squat. So our offensive line position, and then bow in again. A couple more like that with that half squat, and we'll draw spine in, heart forward. So it's a half squat and a half lift. They got together, and that's what we got here. And bow. Again, half squat. And bow. Last one like that, half squat. We're going to bow. Take the hands to the outside of the shins. Press your hands in and press your shin bones out into the hands. And that's going to wake up the outer edge of the legs, outer hips. Breathe in, breathe out, stay here. And release the hands. Turn your toes out a little toward the diagonal. So 45-degree angle, maybe a little less, but turned out so that you can sit down into Malasana. And we're thinking about bringing the hips down in line with the heels or thereabouts. And then when you bow, you're going to turn your toes toward the front of the mat. So legs are parallel. Catch your calf muscles and hug in. And do it again where you flip the toes out. And we sit down. Hips as low as we can. Work as vertical as we can in the body. And then toes forward and bow. A couple more like that. Your range of motion, whatever it is fine. If it doesn't quite get down to hips in line with heels. Well, I don't think mine are either. That's totally, you're going to make it. We're going to make it. The thing that we're trying to do here is getting those toes turned out and sitting deeper, a little further down than we did in that half squat. So hips are below the knees as best as yours go. And one more. Press your feet down into the floor. Feel your heel ball, the big toe ball, the baby toe. The toes themselves up, bow forward, release, and walk your feet together. Feet meet at center, your big toes touching, heels slightly apart. Press your feet down, come on up to stand, mountain pose. And then hands to heart center, we'll pause. Take a moment, close your eyes, let your face soften, let your breath move, expand your ribs, make space between them, spread those muscles. Press your breath out from your feet, from your legs, from your deep low belly, everything drawing in. Until you get that last bit of breath out, you know it's gone, maybe a little more after that. And sunny. Inhale, reach up. And exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Rest your feet down, breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Good. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. Squeeze your legs, squeeze your arms, fan your toes and fingers. Exhale back. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Sit your hips back, Utkatasana, chair pose. Bow forward, breathe out. Breathe in, lift halfway, beyond fingertips and heel toe your feet, about hip distance apart. Pull your chest forward as you step your right foot back, low lunge. Breathe in, reach up for crescent. Breathe out, hands in and fingertips to the mat. Breathe in, left leg back and up behind you, three-legged dog. Breathe out, bend the knee, draw it to your chest, take a big step. Breathe in, reach up, crescent. Breathe out, hands in. Down and step up, back foot in. Feet together, breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Breathe in, Utkatasana, chair pose. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway, flat back, heel toe your feet apart. Left leg. Back and you pull your heart forward. Then breathe and reach. Hands in and down. Press the floor as you take the right leg up and back. Reach, really reach. Bend the knee, draw to your chest. Big step forward. Press into your feet and reach. Hands in and down. Step up, top of the mat. Feet together. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Nice work. Breathe in, Utkatasana, chair pose. Breathe out, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push-up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Right foot forward to your right hand. Bow pull twist, right elbow up and open. Good. Bend the elbow, bring the arm down and across the standing arm. Turn your chest as far as you can to the left. Breathe in, go up and open. Turn your chest as far as you can over toward the right. Tighten your back leg up. Bend the right elbow, bring the hand down inside the right foot. Back foot turns flat, back leg is straight. We're going to bow pull the left elbow up toward the ceiling, so we're in a low side angle pose, arm reaching straight up. Then turn your palm toward the ceiling. Reach your arm for the front wall. It's alongside your eye there. Back heel presses down. You reach long through the left pinky fingertip, ring fingertip. Look to the mat, plant your hands. Step back. High to low push up. Breathe out. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Land there. Bow pull twist, left elbow up and open. Tighten the back leg. Bend your upper, turn and reach. Good. Take your time. Gravity wants you anyway. So like turn. Then open back up. When you're moving toward the floor, like right now, bend the elbow. Be in control to place the hand down. Back foot turns flat. Right elbow pull. When we say bow pull, we mean like pretend that there's like resistance of a bow and arrow. Reach up. And the top arm, turn the palm toward the front wall with control. Bring it in line with your eye. Back heel down, reach through the fingertips. Then hand down. Step back. Push the floor as you bend your elbows. A little push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Breath in. Breath out. Look forward to your hands. Walk or lightly hop up there. Top of the space. Breathe in. Lift halfway. And breathe out. Bow forward. Press your feet down. Breathe in. Reach up. Mountain pose. Eagle. Right arm underneath. Right leg over top. Breathe here, three. Last breath here, stay with it. When you inhale, airplane. One more breath here. Bring your hands to heart center. Left hand to a block or the floor if you are missing a block today. And open up to half moon. Tighten the upper leg for this winter day. Take it up as high as it goes. Three. Two. Breath in. When you exhale, slow release of the right limbs to the mat. Right hand, right foot, get down. Step the left leg back, low lunge. Then straighten the front leg for pyramid. Back foot could be flat, back heel could be up. Back leg is straight. Front leg could be straight, could be a little soft. Inhale, come forward to a low lunge. Exhale, plant your hand, step back, high to low. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Down dog. Look forward. Walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Flat back. Breathe out. Fold. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up. Squeeze your legs, squeeze your arms, fan your toes and fingers. And then eagle, left arm underneath. Left leg over top. One more round of breath here. When you inhale, airplane. And breathe here. One more breath, stay with it. When you exhale, bring hands to your heart. And then block in your right hand or right hand to the floor if need be. Left limbs up, half moon. Top leg high as it's going to go. Breathe for three. Press your standing foot down and ungrip your toes. Breath in. When you exhale, slowly the left limbs come down. Left foot down, left hand down. Take your right leg back. Low lunge. It's a pyramid. You rock the hips back. Straighten the back leg. Press the foot down, whether it's heel up or heel down. Straight leg in front or bent knee, totally cool. Press the front foot down. Breathe in, come forward, low lunge. Clench your hands, breathe out, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Inhale, come forward to a high plank. We're gonna bring this down to a forearm plank. Elbows down, heart forward, heels back. Breathe in, tighten up, and breathe out, knees down, then the lowest part of your thigh down, mid-thigh down, slowly to the upper thighs, then the hip bones come down, abdominals come in, and lift your chest up, Sphinx pose. Slow release down, almost touch your nose to the mat as you slide your hands back, but then inhale your way up into locust, stay here for three. Breath in. Breath out, slow release down. Make hands underneath your elbows. Press up, hands and knees, tuck your toes. Down dog. Breath in. Open your mouth, let it go. Look to your hands. Walk or hop to seated. We're going to go with feet flat to the floor. Arms reaching forward. Draw your abdominals in. You'll feel your tailbone start to point forward toward the front of the mat. Good. Keep that slow release of sacrum, the back of the hips, and then slow low back down. Feet stay down. Lowest rib down. Slowly down to the rib cage. Upper body all the way down. Bring your legs up, then breath in, reach your arms back toward the wall behind you, tighten your legs, straighten the legs, get them vertical, exhale, reach up for the toes, little pulses here till the breath is gone. Breathe in, upper body down, arms out like cactus or goalposts, bend your knees, belly twisting pose, bring back the rhythm of breath is steady, feels like vinyasa. Good. Press both shoulder blades down. Get the anchors in. Only reaching as far over as you go with the anchors. Strong abdominal. Bring your back to you. And go one knee in each hand. Little spin of the legs around. Knees hug tight to the chest. Keep legs up in the air. Or abdominals. I mean, you can if you want. But what we're going to do is let the legs float in toward you, toward your face. And so let the feet come as much over your face as they can, with your hips down on the floor. Tailbone may start to come up, sacrum may try to start to come up. keep sacrum down, and you can catch anywhere on the shins, ankles, thighs. Just going to use your hands to kind of hug the legs toward you while you, not kind of, you're going to hug them a little toward you. And you're going to drop your hips heavy. So flex your feet. It's like we're in a seated forward bend, but just not. Flex your feet, spread your toes. Press your hips down, press your heels up. Breath in, breath out. You can catch your feet, not a big deal, but if you do catch the balls of your feet, add this kind of downward action with your hands so that when you're bringing the legs toward you, you're also using the hands to ground the sacrum. Breathe here. And slow release of that. Hug your knees in. We'll keep right knee in, left leg out. Then drop your right foot to the mat. Use it to press down. Lift your hips up. Turn all the way onto the outer edge of your left hip. And now you're going to twist. Right? Arms any way you like them. Try to drop the right shoulder as heavy as you can down into the mat. Something that can help is sliding the left shoulder a little over to the left. Give yourself more room. And on an inhale, undo this. When you undo it, bring your hips back to center. Take a moment to align everything well. So hips, rib cage, head, down the center line of your mat. You want your spine taking on its natural curves and everything to ease out of that first twist, that side twist. Left knee in. Right leg out, take the moment to squeeze the left knee, and that'll also help reset the low back. Then left foot down, pick up the hips, turn all the way over onto the outer edge of the right thigh. When you do that again, you might need to move the shoulders around. Lift your right shoulder, slide it over. Open your arms, left shoulder's heavy. Breathe here. Nice. On your inhale, you know, unwind this. Bring everything back to center. And again, have your feet pressed down, hips to center line. Take a moment to bring rib cage and head back into that line so that your low back and your neck are in their natural shapes. And any finishing postures or stretches you like, make your way to Shavasana when you're ready. Nice workout. So you're ready to move again. You start with wiggling your fingers and your toes. And slowly roll to your right side. And make your way up to seated. Big shoulder shrug here. Breath in. And breath out. Good. Bring your hands together at heart center. And then thumbs to forehead center. Really nice. Thank you all for being here. Namaste. Super cool. Have an awesome day. See you soon. All right. Nice work. Thanks for practicing with us. If you'd like to join us in studio or live online, visit our website, 3dogyoga.com, for more information.